I'm Barbara Addick. Hello.
Hi,
Hello,
Barbara.
Barbara.
Hi,
Hello, Jay.
Barbara.
Hello, everyone who does service. And hey, congratulations on our 12th birthday. It's just extraordinary. And it's good to hear Christine, because I've been coming about the same length of time as Christine to Highlands and Islands, and so like kind of 10 odd years. And I started coming when I was living abroad, and I started doing online NA meetings, and I started with the I always call them the ones that come out of London. They're UK-based meetings that you go to on the UK NA website, and I think they still are on an app called GoToMeeting. And but anyway, they were also bouncing around between apps at the time, and Highlands and Islands was on Skype. But so anyway, before I'd left England, actually, the person who developed that UK website and the online meetings had told me about them, and I just sort of stuck the idea in my back pocket, and thought, well, that's kind of quite a useful thing. At the time, I didn't realise I was going to go and live abroad. It was very spontaneous. I went to a convention in Spain, in Marbella, and just stayed there, stayed in southern Spain, for pretty much for nearly a year. And it was actually an extraordinary time. And but anyway, so it was through that somehow that I found out about Highlands and Islands. And so I used to go to the two different online meetings. And the job that I had at the time, I was able to arrive at the job early there, because it was a job that went on in the afternoon and into the evening. And there was an hour's time difference in that country as well, so it was worked quite well on some levels. And so I'd get to the job early, and I'd use the office computers to go on to Skype when no one else was there, and come to Highlands and Islands on Skype, and then I'd do my job, and then I'd catch the bus back to where I was staying and go on to the UK NA meeting, and that worked a couple of days a week. So by then the meeting it was a Monday and a Wednesday, and we still have those Monday and Wednesday lunchtime meetings, but I started going to them when I was in Spain. And then over the years, I've travelled and moved around a lot in the past few years, and I'm away from home at the moment. And just being able to go to an online meeting, it was just extraordinary, because this is all before lockdown. It wasn't a common thing. And then I used to encourage people to come to Highlands and Islands and go to the, and people going, oh, I don't want to do that, whereas now, like, it's all the rage. It's what you do. And many times over the years, and through different episodes and things that were going on in my life, I have so many memories of Highlands and Islands meetings, with this sort of kind of drumbeat in the back of my life, and working out things, of living in other countries, my mum dying, which was quite a long process. And I often went to Highlands and Islands meetings during that time, going out for long walks and having the meetings in my earphones. I think possibly when I was actually sitting in the home with her, while time was going on, and certainly from her house and the town where she lived. And in 10 years is actually quite a long time. And so during that time, my life has changed a lot. And all throughout that time, I've regularly come to Highlands and Islands meetings, and it feels quite extraordinary, actually. I'm at this kind of spiritual workshop all this weekend, so I feel like I'm in some sort of altered consciousness or space or something very receptive. And then to come back to where I'm staying and in time for the meeting this evening, which is great, because I thought I was going to miss it. And then to come in, it's the 12th anniversary, and to be talking about it like this, you know. So to me, it's another key moment for me being at this particular workshop and then being at the Highlands and Islands 12th anniversary meeting. To me, that's part of how it rolls, you know, and there's a great beauty in that. And I'm really grateful. So, you know, I've become very familiar with certain people's voices over the years. And, you know, you've become part of my landscape, you know, you've become part of my landscape, and I treasure everybody, you know, here, and people who haven't been here long or new, just, this is a great fellowship, you know, it's brilliant. So anyway, so I look forward to everybody else's reminiscences or perspectives, and hey, what a great group we have. Thank you so much.